Good morning, good morning, good morning. Lisa here. This is Lisa 6 and 3, and here is God's strength for you and me this day. Our scripture reading is coming from Mark 4, 3 through 6. Mark 4, starting at verse 3. Listen, this is Jesus talking. Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow. And it happened as he sowed that some seed fell by the wayside. And the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And because it had no root, it withered away. Jesus used the parable of the sower when talking to the disciples about, he's teaching the disciples about how we grow as believers, how we grow as babes in Christ, and how we grow where we're planted. And this part of the scripture that jumped out at me was, and because it had no root, it withered away. You've ever walked on a sidewalk or see grass growing up in stones and lots of rocks, but there are stones. And then when the sun comes during the summer, it dies. Why? Because there is nothing underneath that keeps it alive. It doesn't have nutrients coming from the ground, because earth produces nutrients. If you got earthworms, you got good dirt. Earthworms are not all bad. So where are the nutrients coming from when you're planted in stony ground? What nutrients are you getting? When the sun comes, meaning when the hard times come, and you have nothing to stand on, you have nothing underneath that's nourishing you to stand strong in your growth. That's what it's saying. Stand strong in your growth. Things begin to grow in stony ground because there are no nutrients giving it what it needs to sustain itself. Today's strength. Be sure you are planted in good ground that's nourishing you and giving you what you need to grow spiritually and naturally. That's a good word. Be sure you're in good nurturing ground so you can grow and be all God has called and chosen you to be. This has been Lisa with Lisa 6 and 3. You go. Make it a wonderful day. And I will see you tomorrow morning. Be blessed.